Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download and listen to at your leisure. And our guest today hails from Central Arkansas. And when they wanted to win, they went to none other than LaJuan Winningham. And he had a fabulous career. He was down at the Hula Bowl doing his things. And we know anyone that is eyeing a life in the National Football League, any all-star invite is a priceless commodity. He got to do that, rub elbows with these NFL scouts. He's down in Fort Myers, I should say, down at X3, getting his training in as he prepares for pro day and in private workouts with everything that becomes a 2022 NFL draft prospect. With that said, LaJuan, welcome to the show, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's treating me nice. I just got done working out. I'm about to get some food and lay down, so it can't really get much better.
And it's a far cry from, most Friday nights. When you're in the middle of combine training and pro day training, you kind of got to take it easy. It's not a lot to get excited about a Friday night down in Florida. But before we get into everything that we know about now, I'd like to rewind it back towards the Pop Warner Pee Wee days or the first time you started playing football. Were you always the bigger, better athlete? Were you the kid scoring one touchdown after the next?
No, I wasn't, actually. I mean, I played receiver pretty much my whole life. So, I mean, with Pop Warner and Little League, you're not throwing the ball that much because the little kids can't throw. So, I mean, there was a whole lot of reverses and blocking. And, I mean, it was just having fun being out there with your friends and playing football, just enjoying life at that. I wasn't the one scoring six touchdowns a week, but I definitely got names on when I needed to.
And growing up in Texas, a hotbed of football is taken very seriously. Was it competitive? I mean, did you really have to fight once you started to get, middle school, high school? Was it really difficult to establish yourself or kind of share in that experience?
Yes, I would say for me it was more in Little League I played up. So I played up a age group. So when I actually got into, school football and, real organized football, I felt like it came a lot easier because I was used to playing people that were older than me. So now that we were on an even playing field, it was just natural to just go play football, go catch the ball, go do what I need to do because there's not somebody that's 6 inches taller and 40 pounds and 2 years older than me in front of me. So it was just – it was just a lot easier getting into the game.
But that height was not fun. I mean, yeah, your height, I mean, it's such a wonderful thing to have, especially as we kind of start eyeing this next level. Your height, your measurements, your speed, you have so many, intangibles in terms of athleticism. I'm curious, coming out of high school, how did you know you were going to Central Arkansas and what other schools were looking at you?
I did know I was going to Central Arkansas because I really wasn't – I went to Atascocita High School, and a lot of people don't know what that is because the name of it, but there's a whole lot of great receivers that came out of there that went to Power 5 schools. So it's one of those you kind of just have to wait your turn, high school. So it was just more so like I enjoyed waiting my turn because it wasn't like, oh, I'm better than him, I should be playing. There was legit guys there where you're just like, okay, I'm going to let him do his thing. But next year, it's going to be my time. So, I mean, I didn't really get to play, didn't get real starting minutes going until my senior year. And So just with that, you're already behind the eight ball in recruiting. So then you just, I mean, I got interest, but actual offers, I didn't get many actual offers. I had UCA, I had Prairie View, I think it was Missouri State, Minnesota, some one of those two schools. And what other school did I have? I got a Northwestern offer on signing day. So I wasn't switching on signing day. Yeah, on signing day. So, I mean, I was pretty much locked in with UCA at that point. So that was that. I knew I was going there, and it was a nice, pretty school. So yeah.
And you become one of the best in the Southland Conference. You're invited to the Hula Bowl, and you're down in Florida training for the next level. So I would like to think that everything went about as good as it could have went for you, LaJuan. I ask all the guys that come on the show, if we threw you in the film room, NFL scouts are watching tape, you're with them, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that they're your hallmark home run abilities, they're going to scream off the tape and they're going to fall in love with you and want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
I would say I'm sitting in there watching film. We'd be watching. I think I can block more better than, you know, 95% of people out there. So I'd say that I make catches that a lot of people just don't make, don't even think to make. So I think that's what another additional part there. Special teams, big special teams guy. I wasn't a fan of it, but I've kind of gotten into it. So there's, I have the special teams in there. Yeah, teams in there. I want to win. And it's real evident when you're watching film who's really there to win a football game. And I think you can watch the film and say, yeah, he's one of those guys.
Wonderfully said. How about this one? Because this is your show. We want teams to know you as best they can. What goes on notice? It could have been the system you ran at UCA where you couldn't do certain things. You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community. LaJuan, what else is a huge, huge thing that these scouts won't see on tape, but they definitely need to know about?
They won't see on tape, but they need to know about me. I would say, I live my teammates. You know, I want to win. So it's not basketball or tennis or anything like that. It's a whole 11-man game. There's 11 people on the field that you have to count on, and that's kind of hard to do so just by yourself. So I don't know. I would say inspire, motivate, you know, get it. I get the best out of my teammates because they know they're getting the best out of me. And I feel like I could play with anyone in any system. And I feel like just with that, there's a lot of dynamics that a lot of people just don't have because there's not a lot of people that can play in any system. But no matter what you put me in, I think I'd be able to shine.
Fair enough. And well said. How about this one? The play comes in. What's your favorite route to run? If you're going to put 6 points on the board, what's your favorite route? How do you love doing it?
All right, I play X, so I'm always, you know, backside by myself, one-on-one, doing my thing. And I would say it's called a streak read. So it's like I can run a go, or depending on how the corner's playing me, I can run a comeback. And I feel like there's no way that you can cover me both ways if I have two options on a route. And for some reason, and I feel like even if I run a go, you know, I say I make the wrong mistake or I'm just antsy that game and I just want to run a go. So I just convert it anyway when I shouldn't have. I feel I trust in my ability and my quarterback trusted in me to, you know, I'm going to throw the ball up to him and I hope he makes me right. So, you know, that happened a whole lot. And, you know, you just get used to that, and you feel comfortable out there to really do anything or run any route. So, but I would definitely say the streak read. I am undefeated on slant. I don't think I've been covered on slant at all ever. So I'm going to go with a streak read and a slant, my go-to.
I love it. I got to ask, you come across as a – you come across with a great personality. You know, you could tell you're laughing, having fun, joking around. Are you a diva type?
we know your receivers get that label. What's it like going up against you? If I'm a defensive back, it's 3rd and 7. You need to get 8 yards. Are you talking to me, or are you just kind of getting in position ready to do your thing?
I really play it out how the game goes. If I won't say anything, we could go the whole game and not say a single word. But if you start talking to me, I'll just start. It'll be like friendly talk. I won't even trash talk. Like, there was a game when somebody said something to me when I caught a ball on the sideline, and I just looked at it. I said, "You're too pretty to be talking to me like that, but watch out." And it's just, you just have fun out there. And, like, people can't help but, no matter how serious you are about the game, in the moment, you can't help but laugh at whatever I'm saying or go along with whatever I'm saying. And I think that gets people out of their element just as much as real trash talk does. When you're just asking people, like, "Dang, but where you from?" Like, you're just having conversation with them. So, I mean, I'll talk. But, I mean, my coach 100% will talk. My coaches get mad at me about it in practice. But come game day, you know, I'm not trying to get kicked out of no game. So I'm just out there having fun, talking to people, conversating. It's not really too much bad talk going out.
Wonderfully said. Once again, LaJuan Winningham here on the C2P, the Central Arkansas standout, also invited down to the Hula Bowl. And speaking of that Hula Bowl, what was that experience like for you? Just being able to, you know, teams know you on tape, that's why you're there, but now they get to know you as an individual, as a man. Talk and share with our audience what that experience was like.
It was a fun week, real business-like week. It was a busy week. We were busy from 6 to or 7 in the morning to midnight. But, I mean, it was fun. The whole experience, going to practice, going to the bounce house, and getting to practice in their facility, and Damon and Draft Diamonds getting us in there and talking to scouts. So it was you're tired the whole week, exhausted, you know, excited when it's finally over. But throughout the whole thing, you're just enjoying it. No matter how tired you are, no matter what's really happening, you're just enjoying the moment, happy that you're there, talking to however many scouts. And it's just, you're just having fun. That's how it was for me. I mean, Orlando was great too. So it was just a fun crowd.
Wonderful. Once again, LaJuan Winningham here on the show. We're about to wrap things up. We're almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I don't know if it's Coach Nathan Brown or somebody else on the staff, but what coach has the biggest pet peeve? It's the absolute no-no during practice, or you're going to catch a little hell if you do it.
Oh, there's two of them. One is Coach Kitchens. When I first got there and I was down there on scout team, he would throw up a Hail Mary at the end of scout team. You know, it's his tradition. You don't catch the ball. You let the defense swat it down. But I always went to go. He literally hated me every single week, and I got yelled at every single week for doing it. But that Hail Mary went in the air, and I my sights were on that ball. I was going to get it no matter what. So he hated me for that every single week. And number two, I'm going to go with Coach Collins. I'm going to go with Coach Collins, our OC. He doesn't do any cussing. Real great guy. Doesn't do any cussing. And, you know, at practice I could get my mouth to start slipping a few times, and he'll get on to me probably every day. So, I mean, it's lighthearted. It's fun. Y'all having fun. And he doesn't mean any bad from it, but it's just you don't do any of that. There's no playing around. There's no cussing, none of that. So those are the two.
Fair enough. Those are great. Excellent stuff. And how about this one? You just mentioned you just got done training at X3. Now you're going to get something to eat and rest for the rest of the night. The next time that you go to the facility, you walk through the doors, LaJuan Winningham is going to be the trainer, and you get to pick one of the people who train you, and you get to work them out and make them sweat. Who are you going to pick from X3, and what are you going to make them do?
I'm picking Jordan because he has a bad back right now, so I kind of want to see how far I can go with this bad back. But, I'm definitely – knowing he has his bad back in this – yeah. I might make him squat or deadlift or something. You know, I'm really going to get it out of him. He's going to do it. I feel like he has to do it. You know, we're there to train. So that's what I'm going to make him do. Make him feel it. Make him sore for the next probably week or 2 weeks. And he's probably going to hate me for it, but it's okay because he's done it to me already. So that's what I'm picking.
Oh, dude, that is excellent. That's the best. You know, he has a bad back, so you can make him squat. I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
I love
100%.
It. The final one, the one. You have been a total blast. I'm so appreciative of you for lighting and giving our Friday some life. You're bringing the show to life. The final one, draft weekend, when you're waiting to hear your name come off the board, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
I'm my mom, of course, but I'm going to have to go with what I want. Stuffed bell peppers. For some reason, she makes some real good stuffed bell peppers, and she throws like some shrimp, ground beef, sausage, all types of stuff in there, and it's honestly one of the best foods I've had. I haven't had it in a while because I'm never really home, but that, I think that's what I might go with for my draft day week if I get lucky and she feels like
that. Hey, listen, I'm sure when you're home draft weekend and that's what you want, I'm pretty confident mom's going to be more than willing to make her son happy and give you what you want. You know, what's cool is I never heard of the shrimp inside there. I'm going to have to try that and work that in there.
You're missing out without the shrimp.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. See that? You learn something every day. We learn a little bit more about what you bring to this 2022 draft class. And we also learned that stuffed peppers with the meat and everything else, you can also add the shrimp. And that's how your mother does it. And I'm sure it's delicious. And now she's on the clock for stuffed peppers. You're on the clock for the 2022 NFL Draft. LaJuan, fabulous show. I can't say enough of how much of a pleasure it was to get you on. But that said, please stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, this is LaJuan Winningham, the Central Arkansas standout receiver here on the C2B. What a fabulous young man. And the one thing I really loved that he said during the program was, what's the one thing that scouts are going to love? He didn't talk about anything that you think a receiver said. The first thing out of his mouth is, that's great. I mean, you don't get that from too many receivers right off the cuff. And we already know all the other elements that he brings to the wide receiver position, but that nitty-gritty toughness, I loved hearing that. As always, a big shout out to LaJuan Winningham here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.